Conclusion. All salespeople want to be viewed as trusted advisors, but there are no shortcuts. It is more than following a sales process. Salespeople need the customer knowledge to be granted permission to go from step to step. Buyers need a wise guide, one who can lead them through all of the information and advice that is available on the internet. Even though that is what buyers need, it may not be what they initially want. By the time buyers engage with a salesperson, they may already have an idea of their needs, the solution they believe they want, and what they are willing to pay. So how does the seller use insight to challenge the customer's thinking without challenging the customer? We discussed how, when it comes to resistant problems, verbal persuasion rarely works. It can come across as an attack and make the buyer feel badgered or manipulated. When the seller illuminates a challenge with insight, the buyer does not merely believe the seller is wrong. The buyer needs for the seller to be wrong to protect the status quo. The last thing an overwhelmed buyer needs is to invest time into a problem they do not fully understand and then buy a complex solution that is not only expensive but could also end up getting them fired. But the instant the seller stops trying to impose their agenda on the buyer, the seller eliminates the fight for control and the seller's insights are more likely to reach past the customer's defensive wall. Insight scenarios exert extraordinary influence because they transport the buyer out of the role of critic and into the role of participant. Insight scenarios do not merely trump verbal persuasion by disproving counterarguments. They keep the buyer from offering counterarguments in the first place. If your salespeople shared just one insight scenario per meeting and did everything else the same, would customers relate more to what your salespeople are selling? Would you sell more?